Something happened with me this morning. In fact, I was awakened at 3 o'clock and 33 minutes, which is a prophetic time. And in it, it's an alarm time. It's in other words, God's saying, I need your attention. And how he's getting everybody's attention right now. So he got my attention right away when I saw that. I looked over to the clock. I was woken. I thought, 3:33. I said, oh boy, you got something to tell me today. And so I'm on high alert for whatever is getting ready to happen. And as he began to speak to me about certain things, and then all of a sudden I saw this video, and I thought, oh my gosh, things are happening. And that video, that message is what he's saying right now. I'm coming. And many will still be stuck in the world and caught by satanic bondage and not know that God is making a way of escape. I don't know if you know or not, but, you know, D.C. is, Washington, D.C. is one of the demonic strongholds, big time. And underneath the city are perfectly tunneled places where they run back and forth. There's even little tracks and whatever. Some of these go 10 to 20 miles long and also connect with all other parts of the United States. Why? Because it's satanic. D.C. is a satanic center. It's all Masonic. And if you understand that rule, what 33 is associated with their highest levels, because they're always trying to duplicate. They bring in children from all over the world, and they do all kinds of things besides eat them for the satanic rituals. You know, for so many people, they can't comprehend this evilness and wickedness that's going on because it's been hidden for so long. I mean, we didn't get taught that in school, did we? We always taught that there was this little devil and this angel on one shoulder and a little devil on the other shoulder, not realizing that the demonic forces have been ruling this earth for centuries and centuries and thousands of years. And so now God is bringing it to a halt. He's beginning to expose everything. Why are everything being exposed? So people have an opportunity to repent before he comes. That's the purpose. He's going to not only expose and remove individuals. We now have the, I don't know if you know or not, but the JAG, which is the attorneys of the military. They're now in Washington. Now, the attorneys that are military can supersede anything. Because civilian courts cannot convict of treason. They can convict, but they can't prosecute the full term of sentence. The sentence for treason is death. That's why the military is here. We're going to have tribunal sessions soon. The National Guard is in many of the states, but they're going to eventually be in every state. Once things get put under martial law, they'll begin to pull out all these individuals and arrest them. And they'll be judged and prosecuted on TV. You will see juries. You'll see these prosecutions. And you may even see some of these executions. This is how close we are. But again, God is going to break out revival while he's exposing all. It's phenomenal what's going on. For you and I to be alive right now is amazing. And every one of us should be carrying the fear of the Lord, the reverence and honor and respect to him. It's no longer a game. We don't play the game no more. We've come out of the world to walk in righteousness and truth so that we may be sons and daughters that are pleasing to him. Not on just acts, but on heart. We must have a heart. Even David made many mistakes. He was the peeping David. Amen? He made many mistakes. Fornication, everything else. But there was something about David. God called him a man after his heart. And look what he did. Of course, it was prophetically installed from generation to generation that he would inherit and he would be the king. But God gave humanity many opportunities. You know, now the church is being exposed in all of its corruption. And corruption is the main thing. Remember, Satan's greatest weapon is deception, and his power is fear. So many people being deceived, but they're awakening, thank God. For Snoop Dogg to be awakened is pretty amazing to me. That's amazing to me. I mean, he was wicked, man. That dude was wicked. Hallelujah. God's on the move, and things are happening. So there's something that we're going to talk about today, simple. We've talked about it before multiple times, but we need to get a good understanding of what's happening. James 1, verse 2. My brethren, what? Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, not if. Why? Because you're going to get crushed. You're going to get tried. You're going to go through the fire. You're going to get challenged. But if God is your source, I'm going to say that again. If God is your source, not your resource, but your source, you can count it all joy. If he's not your source, you ain't going to count it all joy. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces what? Patience, which is endurance. Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be what? Perfect and complete, lacking what? Nothing. Why? Because God's your source. If any of you lacks wisdom. Now, this is powerful. What's he say? He says, look it, man. If you lack wisdom, what's he trying to tell you? Well, wisdom from above is going to allow you to know and to count it all joy of all the various trials you're going to go through. If you have wisdom from above. Why? God is your source. If he's your source, you're going to have wisdom from above. So he says here, look at, if you lack wisdom, let that person ask of God. Why? So that they can get understanding while they're going through trials and tribulations and rejections and all the other stuff that the enemy throws at you. And let him ask of God, who gives it to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask by in what? Faith, without any what? Doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord. Listen, if you're one who says, well, maybe if God will do this. No, God's going to do it. Now, I know that there's sometimes, if it's the Lord's will, yes. But we know that it's God's will to rescue us. We know that it's God's will to bless us and prosper us. We know it's God's will to allow us to go through suffering. Oh, this can't be God's will. Yes, it is. It's a part of your training. Remember, you don't belong here. And people who love it here, he's going to make them hate it here. Hallelujah. Let that person not receive nothing from the Lord. He's double-minded, unstable in all of his ways. Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but the rich in his humiliation. Because as a flower of the field, he will pass away. For no sooner has the sun risen with a burning heat than it withers the grass. Its flowers fails, and the beautiful appearance perishes. So the rich man also will what? Fade away in his pursuits. But blessed is the man who endures temptations. For when he has been approved, in other words, or overcome, he will receive the what? Crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he's tempted, I'm tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own what? Desires or lusts, and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, which is the presence of evil. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth what? Death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from where? Above. And comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadowing of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Those that understand this, or those that don't understand this, lack wisdom. Those that understand it have the wisdom. Good and perfect gifts are from above. There's wise choices made by wisdom from above. We need to be in a place where there's wise choices. And that you're not going to have wise choices unless it's the wisdom from above. Choices that we make. See, you can't discern what's influenced you to make a choice unless you're filled with the Spirit. It's impossible to know. I don't care how many times you've been to church, how many services or Bible studies you go to. If you ain't filled with the Spirit of God and you don't carry the reverence of God, you will not know what's influencing you. Amen? Proverbs chapter 2. Wisdom from above. You do not inherit wisdom. It's a gift. Hallelujah. Glory. Proverbs chapter 2, starting at verse 1. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to what? Wisdom. And apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Wow. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity in every good path. When what? When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul. Discretion or discernment will preserve you. Understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil and from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths. Whoa. To deliver you from immoral men and women, from seductresses who flatter with their words, who forsake the companion of their youth and forgets the covenant of her God. Her house leads down to death, her paths to the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness, for the upright will dwell in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. Wow. We must be strong in the area, and we must understand that desires influence humanity. Amen? There must be a strong desire for wisdom from above, which makes us wise choices. Wise choices. We've all made foolish choices. A foolish choice is not the wisdom from above. James 3:13, please. You know, one of the things about wisdom is not only does wisdom tell you what to do, understanding tells you how to do it. But in the wisdom of above, because it says that we are to be in a place of endurance or patience, wisdom will always help you wait. Why? If you can't trust, you can't wait. Amen? If you can't trust, you can't wait. People who are always anxious for everything and want to know everything right away do not carry the wisdom from above. Because they live a life that they have to know because they walk in fear. That's not faith, is it? If you have to know everything. Look at what happened to Abraham. The Lord told Abraham to go, and what did he do? He picked up, packed up, and gone. He didn't know where he was going, and the Lord led him. He just trusted God. And that's something that we've got to do right now, no matter what's coming across our paths. We got to trust him all the way, no matter what. Amen? In verse 13, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by what? Good conduct, that his works are done in a meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. Say what? Wisdom that's what? Demonic? For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Exodus 31, verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, say, I have called by the name of Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I filled him with the Spirit of God in what? Wisdom and understanding and knowledge and all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold, in silver, in bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of workmanship. In other words, God had to put his spirit in these men so they could see what he sees. Has everybody got that? The Spirit of God and wisdom to be like-minded with the Spirit to accomplish the purpose and tasks of righteousness that God had predestined. So now you and I are filled with the Spirit, and we're called to do the same thing. Amen? 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, not demonic gifts, God's anointed holy gifts. Brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away with these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but it is the same Spirit. There are differences of ministry, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For one is given a word of what? Wisdom. Through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge, through the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits, to another, different kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he will or as needed. Now, if you look at all these gifts, the foundation of all these gifts is tongues. Tongues and interpretations of tongues. Because what is prophecy? It's interpretation of tongues. Amen? So in this, we see that these are spiritual gifts. These are of wisdom. These are wisdom from above. These are gifts from above. Now, each one has its specific use in whatever we're doing. I never look to try to find out what the gift is. I could care less. When God gives me something, I just move on it. I'm not looking for a label on what gift that I just used. Oh, Lord, what gift did you just use me for? Who cares? As long as it's been used according to the divine presence of God and the divine order of God. But again, these are gifts from above. Wisdom is a gift from God. We can't just neglect it. Amen? Proverbs 14, first three verses. The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands. He who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is perverse in his ways despises him. In the mouth of a fool is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise will preserve him. Go to verse 6. A scoffer seeks wisdom and does not find it. But knowledge is easy to him who what? Understands. Go from the presence of a foolish man when you do not perceive him in the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Oh, hallelujah. Wise words keep you, but foolish, fearful words will snare you. Ezekiel 3, starting at verse 1. Moreover, the Lord said to me, Son of man, eat what you find. Eat this scroll and go speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth and he caused me to eat that scroll. He said to me, Son of man, feed your belly and fill your stomach with this scroll that I give you. So I ate and it was in my mouth like honey in sweetness. Then he said to me, Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. For you are not sent to a people unfamiliar of speech and of hard language, but to the house of Israel, not to many people unfamiliar speech and of hard language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely I had sent you to them, they would have listened to you. But the house of Israel will not listen to you, because they will not listen to me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hardened. Behold, I have made your face strong against their faces, and your forehead strong against their foreheads. Like adamant stone, harder than flint, I have made your forehead. Do not be afraid of them, nor be dismayed in their looks, though they are a rebellious house. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, receive into your heart all my words that I speak to you, and hear with your ears, and go. Get to the captives, go to the children of your people, and speak to them and tell them, thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or whether they refuse. That's happening right now. Then the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard behind me a great thunderous voice. Blessed is the glory of the Lord from his place. I also heard the voice of the wings of the living creatures that touch one another, and the noise of the wheels beside them, and a great thunderous noise. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in the bitterness and the heat of my spirit. But the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Then I came to the captives of Tel Aviv, who dwelt by the river Shebar. And I sat where they were sat and remained there astonished among them for 7 days. Now it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, did he wait 7 days? Yes. So he heard nothing from God. God picked him up, moved him. Nothing was said to him. He waited 7 days. Everything was dead silence. He waited 7 days. Now it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word from my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require on your hand. Yet if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Again, when a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because you did not give him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness, which he has gone, shall not be remembered. Shall not be what? Remembered. But his blood I will require on your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man that the righteousness should not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live because he took warning. Also, you have delivered your soul. Then the hand of the Lord was upon me there, and he said to me, Arise, go out into the plain, and there I will talk with you. You know, we are in a time, the wisdom that God gives us is, how can I explain this? It's not to ask the questions before the answer is released. This doesn't make sense, I know. Because you must know that God is going to, he's going to answer you before you can ask the question. But if you don't give him the opportunity to answer you before you ask the question, that's not wisdom from above. Does everybody get this? See, God knows. How many times have you had an answer before you even asked the question? Hello? That's how he wants us to learn and walk with him. I may not know, but I will know. Why? I'm going to get the answer. God knows exactly what question I need to ask, but I don't need to ask it. Because he knows. See, so the wisdom from above will know that you're going to get the answer before you ask the question. Has everybody got that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 3. Now, this is that's required to be a watchman. That is a requirement to become a watchman for God. To know what? The answer before the question. Is everybody okay there? Hebrews 3 and verse 7. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me and tried me and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Ooh. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Amen? Praise God. Colossians chapter 2, verse 16. So let no one judge you in food or drink, or in regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come. But the substance is Christ, which is the anointing. Let no one cheat you of your reward. taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which are is not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments grows with the increase that is from above. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using, according to the commandments and doctrines of men. These things indeed have a what? Have an appearance of what? Oh, yeah, of what? Wisdom. What kind of wisdom? Earthly wisdom, demonic wisdom, and self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. So there is no wisdom, is there? Amen? It's not the wisdom from above, it's the wisdom from beneath. Hallelujah. Oh, training for reigning. Isaiah 11. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch will grow out of his roots. Now, grab hold of this. A stem of Jesse, who's going to be Jesus, and a branch will grow from his roots. Those are his offspring. So you and I are the offsprings of Jesus. This is what he said, that the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, but then it will rest upon us. The Spirit of what? Wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. Those are seven references of the presence of God through the Holy Spirit that rests upon us. Seven means perfect and complete. Amen. And I'm going to close at Psalm 37 in verse 1. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of workers of iniquity. For they soon shall be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as a light, and your justice as a noonday. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the land. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall what? Inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Peace. Wisdom from above. Walking in the wisdom of God is totally different than walking in the wisdom of the world. Amen. Why? Because the wisdom of God will allow you to see the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask for your forgiveness, mercies, and grace in everything that we've come against wisdom in any way whatsoever, or dishonored wisdom. We ask that you refresh us and renew us in the spirit of wisdom today from above, that we may discern all things and see things through in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.